This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, July 17th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Trump pushes for election bill. Reconciliation package advances. Newhouse talks ag labor and specialty crop aid. President Donald Trump called on Congress to pass the Save America Act and urged Americans to call Capitol Hill and demand action on the bill that would require photo identification to vote in federal elections. How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat, Trump said in a televised address to the nation last night, referring to the ID requirement. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins thanked Trump for his speech, saying the administration was working, quote, nonstop to right the wrongs of the last decade, whether it is inflation, the border, or our elections. We are not stopping until the fight is done. A nation without food or free elections will never be secure, Rollins said on social media. Trump said Homeland Security Mark Wayne Mullins would hold a briefing today to discuss vulnerabilities in the country's electronic voting systems. The administration is informing governors and federal lawmakers about potential issues in their states, that according to President Trump. The House Budget Committee has favorably reported its $95 billion Reconciliation 3.0 package, which would provide up to $12 billion in farm aid, $10 billion for the GOP signature Save America Act, and a total of $73 billion for the war with Iran. At the markup yesterday, Republicans rejected Democrats' 14 proposed amendments on party line votes. Democrats on the panel sought to reverse cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and Medicaid in the nearly one-year-old One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Another amendment targeted Trump administration tariffs, and one would have made the expired Affordable Care Act tax credits permanent. The individual authorizing committee still have to determine how the funds will be distributed. You can read more at agripulse.com. Representative Shamari C. Figures of Alabama introduced the Tariff-Impacted Farmer Support Act of 2026. It would provide $15 billion in farm aid to cotton, peanuts, soybeans, corn, and poultry producers. The bill would use funds from the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation. Representative Dan Newhouse says the timing may finally be right for Congress to advance agriculture labor reform after years of stalled efforts. Speaking on AgriPulse Newsmakers, the Washington State Republican said the recently unveiled Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act has been introduced at a time when border security concerns that previously caused Republican pushback have eased. Now, he says, lawmakers can focus on reforming agricultural guest worker programs. The good thing about this is the timing, Newhouse said, adding that support from more than 400 agricultural organizations gives him hope the bill could advance as part of a broader immigration package or year-end legislation. I think although the legislative year is short, there's issues about our border and about immigration that are on everybody's mind, and I think we have an opportunity here to be part of perhaps a larger effort that could be happening here in the House and throughout Congress. Now, looking back, one of the few members of Congress who is an active farmer, Newhouse said, increasing awareness of specialty crops and agriculture labor challenges on Capitol Hill is one of his proudest accomplishments as he prepares to retire in January after 12 years in office. When I started in Congress, there weren't a lot of people talking about reforms to the agriculture labor rules and laws that we have, he said. Now it's on everybody's mind. The level of understanding and urgency on the part of members of Congress that we have to do things to help our agriculture producers is very high. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Representative Newhouse also tells AgriPulse newsmakers he's pushing for a Republican reconciliation bill to include as much financial aid as possible for specialty crop growers. It's tough in farm country right now, the third-generation Yakima Valley farmer says. The House Agriculture Committee member says he wants the legislative package to include at least $5 billion for specialty crop farmers. It's not clear how much of the $12 billion in farmer aid and the reconciliation measure advanced by the House Budget Committee yesterday would go to growers of those crops, which include fruit, vegetable, and tree nuts, versus producers of row crops like corn and soybeans. Keep in mind, House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse this week that he's unsure how much money he wants to provide to specialty crop producers, though he'd previously called for that $5 billion amount. U.S. biomass-based diesel output reached 494 million gallons last month, a monthly record that puts the soybean-heavy industry on track to meet this year's renewable fuel standard volumes. Production in June was 494 million gallons, according to EPA data released yesterday. The figure shows, quote, undeniably that the U.S. biomass-based diesel industry has the capacity and the feedstocks to produce at the pace necessary to meet this year's RFS volumes. That's the word of Paul Winters, Director of Public Affairs and Federal Communications at Clean Fuels Alliance America. EPA set the RFS volumes at a level that supports U.S. investment and economic growth in rural communities, most importantly supporting U.S. farmers. The National Coffee Association thanked the Trump administration for exempting coffee products from the 25% tariffs on Brazilian products. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative on Wednesday finalized its Section 301 investigation that was used to tariff Brazil. The tariffs will go into effect on the 22nd of the month, according to the final action notice. The United States can't grow coffee to meet our needs, so the administration's strategic exemptions make critical contributions to easing cost of living pressures and enabling coffee's continued enormous contributions to U.S. jobs, manufacturing, and the economy. The word of William Bill Murray, the president and CEO of NCA, in the statement. The original list of exempted products did not include unflavored instant coffee. NCA testified to the USTR that it needed to be exempt because it's not easily replaceable. USTR ultimately decided to exempt unflavored instant coffee, making it a win for NCA and the coffee industry. Again, you can read more at agripulse.com. Well, here's today's final word. It's a win-win. A win for using U.S.-grown commodities to feed hungry people in the world, as well as securing a market for our farmers to move those bushels. That's a word of National Sorghum Producers Chairwoman Amy France discussing the first shipment of 108 rail cars of sorghum for the USDA-administered Food for Peace program on AgriPulse Newsmakers. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, July 17th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.